Thank you. My name is Ram Selvaraja, and I thought they were saving the best for the last until the mayor showed up, and I acknowledge that we have an unofficial mayor in the crowd as well. Hi, Islander. Well, it is my pleasure to be standing before you here today, the home of the Arrow. I hope some of you at least remember that and that pride that Malton has. I had this long speech written up that I wanted to deliver to you, but just before I came here, I had the opportunity to spend 3 hours in Westwood Mall. And at Westwood Mall, I got one message from the various communities that were there. I had coffee with the seniors that were there, and the message they gave me was, we are one, regardless of what race or religion we belong to. And that was the overwhelming message I heard from them over and over again. And just today, listening to the candidate debate, I felt how far apart the Maltonians feel apart from Mississauga. In fact, I was surprised to hear one of the candidates say, I drove from Mississauga to Malton. Let me tell you, in my Mississauga, Malton is Mississauga. This is the hidden gem of Mississauga. You know, we often refer to Streetsville as a downtown of Mississauga, but from what I have seen of Malton, I have seen diversity, I have seen the struggles, I have seen the community spirit that you have here. I almost cried today talking to the people out there, because I grew up in Flemington Park, probably the worst neighborhood in Toronto. Myself and my friends, despite it being the worst, probably one of the most poverty-stricken neighborhoods, my friends and I stuck it out, six of us in a two-bedroom apartment, and all six of us graduated with a university degree. And I'm proud that my degree's in political science, and because I actually went to do business, but when I saw the need that I could do with my political science degree, I did a political science degree. And I've put that to good use, working with Amnesty International, being the president of Council of Agencies Serving South Asians. In various different community organizations, I've been able to put forward and use that knowledge. And today, I'm standing before you. You know, I don't have the 36 years of experience that George has, because I'm only 39. But I understand the struggles you go through with your children and youth, because they are my kids and their friends. I understand the struggles that the seniors go through, because they are my parents. Because my parents have the struggle of getting on a bus and going from place to place because they can't drive anymore. I understand that struggle. I understand affordable housing, because I could not afford that. I understand when you speak of poverty, because I was there. So I'm asking you, is it time for a change? Is it time for a change to have a mayor that reflects what you want to see in your city? I am that mayor. I am that candidate. Let me be your mayor on October 25th. I will take Mississauga, which includes Malton, to the age of global citizenship. Thank you.